The best things in life free.
It's Home Economics with Amanda Morrill on 95BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's fastest growing KiwiSaver plan.
It's the current time of the year, of course. It's the silly season, and it's all very well to say, I'll bang my drum for you, pa-rapa-pum-pum, but if you can't afford a drum, you can't do it. And Amanda, can you point us in the direction of a stressless and cash-friendly Christmas, perhaps? Hi, it's Amanda from Simplicity, coming from Home Economics. How are you?
Ho, ho, ho.
I'm
going to be the Christmas Grinch, I think, on this show today. But, hey.
Don't you be the... I have ruined Christmas!
You've got two very big Christmas fans with you here.
Dear. Well, you won't be happy to hear that I'm boycotting Christmas this year. I've declared it to all the family members.
Pardon?
That's assuming Christmas is only about presents, though, right?
Well, this is what bugs me about Christmas, and I've been a long-standing anti-Christmas person. I like the Christmas tree, I like the festive cheer, et cetera, but I've always been completely repulsed by the over-the-top consumerism. I don't think it's quite as bad in New Zealand as it is in North America, where you are bombarded, from every angle about, whatever Santa and buy. But, it's got to be tempered, right?
Did you say whatever Santa?
Not whatever Santa, but... Like, listen, New Zealanders are in the shit right now with debt, okay? Yeah. So right now, last year our spending on credit cards was $43 billion.
Hey.
About $6 billion of that, guess what? December.
Interest.
People go nuts. And interest, 63% of that is interest bearing. So, okay, how do you temper your Christmas shopping behaviors? You don't have to boycott it like me, for example, but, there are some parameters you can put around your spending limits. So here's a few.
Okay. Number one. Don't spend as much money.
Set a budget. Yeah. Seldom do people actually stick to that, but also...
My mum would say, make a gift.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's always very appreciated. And don't forget, that in the old days, people did the hobbies and craft.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? When I announced, again, I'm not joking, when I announced that I don't want presents this year, let's boycott this, I really offended somebody who actually really loves the whole thing, and they're making things. So I had to apologize for that and say, okay, I can't impose my views on you. I happily accept, made gifts. And she's kind of in that anti-consumerism spirit. So, beautiful example, services. The kids were freaking out. Oh, I can't get you anything. Well, I'm like, happy, mow the lawns, do the dishes, wash the car. There's plenty of things you can do in lieu of an actual gift that costs a lot of money, right? So,
yeah.
And they're much appreciated.
Washing the car would be appreciated. Christmassy, though?
Well, I'm just giving a few examples.
I think it'd be a great Boxing Day gift. That'd be a great
massage.
Boxing Day gift.
Where's baking, that Bali music?
Baking goods. That's
baked
a good
goods, babysitting. There's a whole bunch of things you do. Anyhow, if you do want to shop, that's fine. Be conscious of the people that you go shopping with, because you all know we're directly influenced by the five people that we spend the most time with. So if you're going Christmas shopping, please don't go shopping with your big, spending credit card loving friends, because you could feel guilted or pressured into spending more money than you otherwise would.
Ooh,
right?
Yeah.
So maybe go with your thrifty friends who are creative.
But it's good to go with a buddy, though, because sometimes you can go on a solo bender.
Spender. Especially if you had a few drinks beforehand.
But when you're by yourself, you can sort of, if you tip over the spending, you sort of suddenly go, oh my God, what have I, get home, I bought so much cool stuff. But lots of stuff for me. Hang on.
So have you heard of this thing called hedonistic adaptation?
I think I might have.
Yeah, so this it would apply to you as it does to other people, I'm sure, is that you kind of get used to buying this stuff and it gives you a short sugary high. And then, it's gone after whatever, a couple of days in some cases or a few weeks. So it feels, it's nice at the time unwrapping. Quite often a lot of these gifts get, re-gifted or
foot spa.
Sit in
the foot spa was one of those gifts historically. It was like a foot.
I thought you mean the one from you.
No. I'm just thinking of gifts that are very popular some Christmas.
Yeah.
Some Christmases. I got my mum a foot spa.
Well, I kind of like the idea of that.
It sounds great, but to actually sit there, fill it up with water, plug it in, turn it on in the lounge. It's kind of a bit gross, It's
okay,
like,
so don't go for that.
And there's certain things that are cyclical. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the amount of people, I bet you this year there's going to be tons of kids getting electric scooters. I bet you $100.
Last year it was the electric goods that dominated. So JB Hi-Fi and Noel Leeming's excelled at the shops. But so for grandparents, I don't know how many of their grandparents listening to this show, but here's a thought. So again, like Scrooge, but if you would like to contribute and do a legacy gift for your kids or your grandkids, you actually can contribute into their KiwiSaver account. It doesn't have to be the owner of the account that's contributing to that. So for some, you know, parents who or grandparents who want to actually see their gift go further than, you know, a couple months and binned or recycled in the plastic dump, that might be a nice option, even if it's $20 or $50. So, you know, it's just thinking outside the box.
Or if it's $50, you say like a dollar a week. We'll be putting a dollar a week away into a thing for you. You know, so now it's ongoing and that'd be cool, eh?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
So it's just thinking differently about it, being aware of your behaviors and stuff, not feeling pressured and being appreciative of the fact that really it's, I know it sounds so cliche, but really Christmas is about the time that you spend with people. So building memories and stuff instead of junk. Mm.
Yeah, yeah, but it's you know, it's a matter of not believing everything that you're told in the ads, basically.
I tend to tune them out, but I'm not your typical consumer.
I've talked about this a couple of times in the last few weeks. I made the terrible, poorly thought out mistake of going to Sylvia Park on a Saturday afternoon. And like, oh, yuck.
Yeah, I did that once, never to be repeated again.
And I'm not frightened by many things. That frightened me.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's
zombie land there.
It's like being in a rip and thinking I'm all right. And then, oh shit. Off the coast of Tasmania or something. But it was it was no good. And it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, and I guess one more note. Like I'm a big lover of books. Books, you know, you
books
can come in
go.
Under budget.
Yep.
And music, of course, you know, and you don't have to go
books
crazy.
And records.
Although you would tell me, how do you give music these days with everything being on Spotify? You buy the CD.
I would probably, if I was going to give music, I would buy the record or the records. Is quite a nice one. You know, the actual LP itself, because that's people tend to really cherish it and look after it if they're a fan of vinyl. But if they're not a vinyl, they don't play vinyl. Then a CD is still very appreciated. You know, even if you just. Yeah.
And usually with
to be blunt, put it just pick it up, put it in your computer, and store them.
And you can buy secondhand too, right?
Yeah.
So those are good suggestions. And I did see a lovely BFM T-shirt hanging up on the wall.
Well, we do have merchandise, but our window of opportunity is closed, unfortunately, for people buying merchandise. So that is going to be the Gloaters now. Walking about the town wearing the BFM merchandise.
But I think lots of people would have stocked up on Christmas gifts for that.
I would hope so. We gave them plenty of notice and we gave you plenty of indications as to what was going on. So don't say we didn't tell you.
Okay, so the biggest tip, I guess I would say, is, you know, if you're really that diehard Christmas fan, start shopping for next year on Boxing Day when everything goes on sale.
Good call. And you know, Treby's quite good too for unwanted gifts.
Yeah, listen, there's so many different options outside of going and spending 100%, you know, retail full price for things. So don't be a sucker. I'm a Lululemon fan, and their goods are not cheap, but I was able to get in on a 60% discount.
Yeah, I like Briscoes!
Don't tell my kids, but that's what they're getting.
Thank you, Amanda. We'll speak to you again before Christmas, Amanda.
I hope to be here before Christmas.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, lovely.
Awesome. Thank you.
Money, money, money must be funny in a post-capitalist utopia. Home Economics on 95 BFM. Thanks to Simplicity, New Zealand's only non-profit KiwiSaver plan, saving its members more than $4.5 million each year in fees.